Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the last special Christmas episode of Big Gay Date. I'm Dave Mosley.
My name's Carl Skeens.
And joining us this week, we have our last Big Gay Threesome for a while. This is Mr. Jonathan Hurd.
Ooh, hello.
Hello. And tonight we are watching the 1992, I think the pinnacle of the Muppets movies, in my opinion. The Brian Henson-directed Muppet Christmas Carol.
I mean, I never heard anything negative about Treasure Island.
You looked incredulous when I said
yeah.
that. Yeah.
With Spot-Am and Big Fat Baby Eating O'Brien.
I mean, if that movie didn't have Tim Curry, you would not remember that movie, honestly. This is the first one where the humans take, like, a central role in the movie. And I still think it's the best one. I don't know. It just... I'm not a fan of the other ones. Obviously. They're so forgettable.
Muppets. Yeah. Classic Muppets, I would agree. Yeah. The only one that rivals it for me is actually the Muppets 2009, the Jason Segel one.
Like, that is the that's like probably my second favorite, I would say, as well.
I can go along with those.
Oof, man.
So what are we drinking tonight?
So, yes, we are going to be drinking a concoction theme to this drink, and this is a twist on the fuzzy navel that we are going to call the fuzzy navel.
Waka waka.
And it is orange juice, peach schnapps, and a splash of 99 bananas vodka.
These are not really effective models, but I think it's kind of intentional.
What's that guy's name, Carl?
Michael Caine.
Yeah. what do you think of this drink? Actually, I just took my first sip. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty. I've been drinking it this whole time you've been talking. And
brilliant.
It's good.
Well, this will be fun then.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like alcohol to me, so this will be
dangerous, yeah. How much can we get through in 83 minutes, I wonder? It's a shorter movie than usual, so we've got to try and pick up the pace. So what are we doing here? This is Big Gay Date, where we're going to just sit around as three guys and talk about our feelings and what we've all been up to as we watch a very popular movie. Right now it's Christmas, so we're going to be, we've been going through Christmas movies. This is probably one of the few Christmas movies I can think of that says Christmas to me. I'm not like, you know, people where you have to sit down at Christmas and watch A Christmas Story or It's a Wonderful Life or something. If I had to pick, like, the Christmas movie of my childhood, it would probably be this one.
That's fair. Sadly, I kind of forgot it existed for a while until a couple of years ago when I rewatched it and immediately went, what in the world? How have I not watched this every year?
But you had watched it as a kid, though.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I had the VHS. It was great.
Yeah. So while we're watching this, we're going to be drinking, which is going to make things a little more interesting and possibly make us miss a lot of the movie. We're also going to be taking some shots during our favorite part of the movie, and I don't know who wants to go first on that. I guess Jonathan, you can take first blood. What is your what's your favorite part of this movie?
Aren't we going to get there later on?
Warn me so that I know that because what you say is probably going to determine when my favorite movie is. Because if we do them back to back, it's going to suck.
Well, I'm kind of between two spots, and from previous conversation, I think I'll nix one. So I will say probably my favorite of the three ghosts growing up was The Ghost of Christmas Present. Plus, there's nothing better than the here and now, so
okay.
It's Christmassy. So
sure.
We'll go when he shows up.
Okay, but not his song. Like, that's one of the major songs I remember. When he's like, it seems like everywhere you look, it feels like Christmas.
Oh, we can go with this song. We'll go with this song, yeah.
All right. Carl, yourself?
Marley and Marley, yo.
Oh, God, we're just doing all the musicals.
With
then,
Chains and the old dudes, yeah.
Fair play. Well, I guess I'm going to go for when Rizzo... actually, you know what? I'll go really early on here. One of the funnier gags I remember. When we first meet Ebenezer Scrooge and all the rats are fucking trying to beg for time off and shit. And then he threatens to fire them. He's like, how would you like to be unemployed? And then they start doing the heat wave kind of gag.
Yeah.
One of the first, like, really, it's the first example of, like, a really stupid Muppet gag in this movie. So, plus, it'll kind of make it, we'll fucking start along. This is a really cool story device that not only the Muppets hadn't really used before, but not many versions of the Christmas Carol have done this, to actually have a person play the role of Charles Dickens as the narrator, which I think is why it is one of the more successful adaptations of this story. See, we try and be introspective, and
I actually also just read today. I think this is true, that Gonzo is actually supposed to have Kermit's role originally, and then they recast him as Dickens to make it more creative as such. But due to skimming the internet. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give that as an official statement, but it's true now.
It's out there now.
I've said it. It's a fact. Jim Henson told me himself.
Oh, man. I remember all these songs being great, but we don't really watch it with the audio. So
is it just killing you to sit here just reading these songs?
Yeah,
in front
I'm reading the words and I'm going, okay, I kind of remember that being a subject matter. Now all these Muppets just chilling on the ground with Michael Caine like walking by. Like I'm always impressed by those sets.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. I want to see some behind the scenes photos because it's cool shot here how he's so much taller than them, and that's kind of how he's all foreboding and shit. But I want to see the behind the scenes stuff where he's having to walk along these sets that are built like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 feet off of the thing, and you know there's like holes. He's like fucking like when you you ever have like crazy paving as a kid, you know, and you're trying to like, if you had to leave the house without stepping on the cracks in the pavement, like he's just like, you know.
Like, how many times on a Muppet set do people just fucking vanish?
How many times do they just fucking Kelsey Grammer off the stage and be seen again?
They've got to have, like, crash pads or, like, a budget set aside for that, right? Like, that's got to happen at least once every time.
Mm-hmm. Some crazy insurance policy. Yeah, I would love to see, like, an aerial shot of it just to watch as he's trying to act but also look at his feet the entire time.
Yeah, yeah. But, another one of the reasons this is one of the better Muppet movies is because he is playing it so sincerely, you know? He doesn't care that he's in a Muppet movie. He's just playing, he's giving it the best damn Ebenezer Scrooge he can, you know? And he's he was an Oscar winner at this point, right? It's the best supporting actor. This was before Cider House Rules, but he had something else. I forget what the movie was. But, so yeah, there's an Oscar-winning actor fucking carrying a Muppets movie, which is like kind of incredible, honestly.
Yeah, now we have it. Do we is it still Jason Segel?
He was in the first in the one. Muppets. He was not in the Muppets Most Wanted.
That was a terrible movie.
It was not great. It just wasn't good.
I don't think I actually finished that movie. Fuck, I don't know. I love Ricky Gervais. I love Tina Fey. My god, they were uninspiring in that film. Did you see it, Carl? Mm-hmm. No, you're not there so much.
Why can't Jason Sudeikis just be like, you know how John is to Garfield? He's always just kind of around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not Jason Sudeikis? Jason Segel. Why can't Jason Segel just be like that guy? Like, why can't he just be in all of them?
Well, he was kind of, he's the one who spearheaded the whole movement, you know? Mm-hmm. It was his, the Forgetting Sarah Marshall movie where he has his puppet play that he puts on and everything. Mm-hmm. That was almost like his pitch for a Muppets movie, you know.
Did either of you watch the Muppets TV show that was going on ABC?
The new one? Yeah. I thought it was really good.
I haven't seen an episode of it. I'm kind of upset with it. It's
pretty good. But this is the thing. I can't compare it to like the Muppet show in the past because I never saw really the classic Muppet show. It wasn't a thing in the UK.
Did you guys even have like Muppets Tonight with Clifford the Jamaican?
No, really. We really didn't. So, you know, my familiarity with the Muppets was basically just from these movies growing up, and even these were not like big things. You know, I couldn't tell you all the major plot points of what happens in the Great Muppet Caper or the Muppets Take Manhattan, the Muppet Escape. I don't know what the fuck it is even. You know,
yeah, I'm with you.
This is the only one that I really fucking remember. Honestly,
I remember this one. I remember Treasure Island and the fact that it's not very good, but I remember it well because of childhood things,
And it's more our kind of time, I think, as well. It's more memorable because it was kind of geared more towards us at the time. The Muppets Take Manhattan was more of a geared towards the 80s fans of the Muppets and shit. So, my moment's coming up here in a second, so I'm going to grab this here. In fact, might even be these guys.
Is it good? Okay.
That sounded so confident.
Yeah, because last week's drink was...
yes?
Man, last week's drink was horrible. It was bad. It's like if you dissolved candy canes in like Listerine and then added just enough grenadine to turn it red but not enough to make it not taste like shit.
Great.
So
did you do like was it just grenadine and creme de menthe or something? Because I've done that
last
before
week,
where it's like half and half and it looks red and green and separates and it's very Christmassy and it,
on,
it worked well enough.
Here's my scene. Just stupid visual gags like that are just what the Muppets are used to be about for me.
Where did they get those costumes? Aren't they like in England?
Don't question it. Don't do this. Don't be that guy.
Well, that seems fairly impractical to me.
Wait.
And shouldn't Gonzo be doing some kind of stunts?
That bottle doesn't look good.
This is really a breaking of character for me.
So this is Rumplemintz we're going to do. So,
Rumplemintz?
Yeah.
Because
okay. Christmas.
Okay, yeah.
Because we don't have anything kind of festive in this drink in particular. So, and you know what? This should really count as my shot for the night. Because if anyone didn't listen last week, we are pretty deep into my Advent minibar tradition right now. So every night... John, you look confused. Have you been following me? Or?
I have.
Okay.
No, that was just me itching my nose. I actually do follow your Advent mini bar business.
It's an adult Advent calendar that's more exciting for adults than chocolate. You do a different liquor every day. Ideally, it used to be when you first woke up in the morning, and now I don't have the fucking time in the day to do it. So, because you know, when you're a kid and you open the advent calendar, you want to,
and you're like taking the booze first thing in the morning as a kid. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. That's what it's all about. So, let's take this shot and catch up because I feel like one of these other ones is going to fucking come along real quick. This is going to be a fast movie.
I mean, Muppets movies are not famous for being very long. So,
keep talking. I got to do the camera thing as well.
So. Oh, well.
Oh, yeah, you have to get your Facebook business already. Yeah. Oh, where? Can the people on the podcast see this picture right now? Is that the way this works?
I don't even know what the hole is.
I've never even seen it, so.
Cheers. Your woman's a lucky lady, Carl.
All right. Cheers.
Really complements that peach and banana flavor so well.
I like the taste of orange juice, but can it feel more like I've just drank it after brushing my teeth? Like,
bro, brushing your teeth ruins orange juice. It ruins Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible.
It ruins scurvy.
Thank you. You did that intentionally. You son of a bitch. I made them these drinks. I'm assuming they're going to taste amazing and fruity, and they do. And then now your night's ruined.
And now have some Listerine.
Ugh.
Your face is a treat because you're just like, oh God, oh this is a terrible. This he's right. This is disgusting. But you seem to be.
I've still got to drink it away.
You're reaffirming it many more times than Carl is.
I mean, I do like this drink, though. Like a drink, like a tangerine.
Who is that,
he's
dude?
Here on screen at the moment.
Who's that? What?
Who's that actor?
Is that Eddie Redmayne?
Yeah, right. Is that one of the old Weasleys?
I know it's not, but he looked like a super young Paul Bettany.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
God. You know, it's going to be so sad when Michael Caine dies.
Oh, don't
do you think he will someday?
I think he just might do it, you know?
It is the trend with people nowadays.
Yeah, all the cool, the famous old people are doing it, so.
Just going to keep happening. Oh, a really famous sword swallower in my industry just died.
Like, how?
A day or two ago. He had, like, cancer or some shit. And
I did not see that coming.
A bunch of people, like, a bunch of performers that owed him a lot. He was, like, super giving with his time, you know? Uh-huh. He's, like, been working the circuit for decades. Taught a lot of people, taught Tyler sword swallowing. So, like, when he had cancer, all these performers around the country, like, around the world that owed him, like, some shit, they all, like, forked in money. Paid for his medical treatments. And he was getting better, and he was doing shows, and then he had a seizure. the other day.
That's cancer for you.
And just like, fucking die.
You're getting like, better, and you're on the mend, it's getting good, and then it just fucking turns.
Yeah, and it was horrible. Weird, though, because, like, you could tell, like, the general, like, temperature of, like, the industry was, like, different that day, but, like, everybody dealt with him dying, like, months ago, and we all thought he was gonna die and banded together, so, like, you dealt with that shit months ago, so, like, it's a bummer, but, like... Have you ever, like, already, like, done your crying, like, early for, like, something like that, and then they die?
Yeah. I can get on board with that.
I just want to point out what might actually be my favorite scene now.
Mm-hmm.
What?
In realizing that Michael Caine is an Oscar-winning actor here in a Muppets movie. Him acting his heart out and getting angry and throwing a Christmas wreath at a small Muppet bunny.
It's literally just
Caine
on somebody's hand.
Getting angry and throwing it at a small
at a sock puppet,
bunny.
Basically.
Yeah. Like, because at first I thought, God, I hate that bunny. I kind of want to punch him in the face.
But then Michael Caine did it for you.
Yeah. And then I was like, this is unexpected, actually. Like, if I had never seen this movie and then you were to tell me, oh yeah, Michael Caine gets mad and is mean to puppets in a movie, I'd go, what?
I mean, if I told you Michael Caine fights a rubber shark on a plane because it bought him a house, like, what do you... Yeah, unlike Jaws the Revenge, I think he's actually pretty proud of this movie.
Yeah. Also, again, in my skimming of various articles, I also found two that were like, Michael Caine, still a big fan of Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Good.
Hell yeah.
I'm a big fan of Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Should all be a fan of Muppet. And, like, this set really does not look big at all.
Mm-mm.
Like, it looked like that shot right there. We just got, like, two-thirds of the set.
Yeah.
It's like one sweeping shot. And they're just, like, filming all these exteriors at, like, funny
angles.
And to
an extent, some of it has to be at Muppet scale as well. I think that... Is that maybe a trick that they do to make it seem like he's more imposing? Like, is... I can't remember what Michael Caine looks like.
Oh, like, forced perspective at Disney?
Yeah. Is he, like, 5'4 or something in all the Batman movies and I'm just not realizing it because he's next to all these puppets here right now?
It's like the deal that they do with Elijah Wood and Ian McKellen and Lord of the Rings where, like... He's so much closer to you, and you like move it around, and they're like 8 feet away from each other, trying to talk to each other.
Just turn, yeah.
Man, these shots for the Muppets, like these rats, are just like boogieing around unassisted. Like you can see like CG, you can see like the support points and stuff. But damn it, if it's not really, really well done,
absolutely. It's way more believable than half the fucking CG shit we have.
I'm not even going to lie, though. Was it Muppets Take Manhattan where they were all riding bikes in fucking Central Park?
Yes.
Yo, that shit looked dope. That fooled the fuck out of me as a kid.
There's a scene here where, like, Kermit and Tiny Tim are, like,
yeah,
walking on their
Kermit's
shoulders
walking,
and shit.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's like a full body shot that's on a drum of snow that's just like a treadmill, essentially. It was so great when you had to get creative with the movies like this, you know? Because you look at the new Muppet movies, there's some CGI stuff in there, I know.
Yeah. Again, even when it's the practical effects, even when you can tell that it's something they're doing, you can be impressed with it and still...
There is no fucking way that these characters should be able to make you feel the emotions you feel.
Right?
Their range of emotion should be between 0 and 1. They are just felt and buttons and stitches. Like, how is it that, you know, when Kermit... The puppeteers are so fucking great. Like, being able to just make the slightest smile in Kermit convey, you know, a different emotion and everything.
And they're very simple felt and buttons. Like, you look at Kermit, that is such a simple puppet.
There's no moving eyebrows, there's no moving eyes. Like,
oh.
That looked bad.
That was interesting.
That looked great.
Yeah.
did all of you see that here on the podcast? Great. You saw where Muppet Kermit just kind of like skied across.
Rizzo. Okay, so I used to have the Muppets used to like put out like albums and shit.
Oh yeah,
and I would buy the cassettes. Like where I grew up, like my mom like owned this dance studio in like South Carolina, and there was this like old school like music store in the same strip center, and I'd go over, and I would always buy like the Muppet albums and shit. And I forget what it was called, but it was like this this weird album where all the Muppets sang with like whoever, like the people, a list of like 20 artists that were like current at the time.
The Chipmunks did the same fucking thing.
At one point, Rizzo.
See, that makes it less special to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
At one point, Rizzo and Gonzo go to the Jimmy Buffet and are super excited because they expect like Caribbean food.
Sorry, and, I just want to point at that, the star. You know what that's about, right? That star there, that's a throwback to one of the other Muppet movies, and it's kind of a thing that's repeated a lot now, but it's also like a memorial thing to Jim Henson.
Yeah, because this was the first movie to come out after Jim Henson. Yeah. Sorry, continue with your albums and the celebrities, David.
No. I remember Rizzo singing with Jimmy Buffett.
As expected.
Yeah, I wonder what else crazy shit Jimmy Buffett's done. I mean, the Muppets can't be like the most least respectable like thing you've done. You're fucking
right.
That guy.
Again, the fact that you mentioned that the Muppets make you feel so much emotion, but they're such simple things that should make you feel nothing.
Absolutely.
And then the fact that they became popular enough that all these famous artists are willing to say, yeah, that's worth me taking my time to do.
Yeah, the Weezer video with the Muppets. Yeah. That shit was great. But I'm not even going to lie. Kermit the Frog singing It's Not Easy Being Green makes me fucking tear up like a punk every time.
It appears the Muppets have drugged Scrooge.
I'm fairly confident that shitty taste has exited my mouth enough to drink this orange juice.
It helps if you drink it, actually. Like, for a little bit of realizing that that wasn't a great combination. If you just keep drinking it, it eventually gets better. Plus, if you keep drinking it, eventually your taste starts to become affected, and it'll make it better. Oh, okay, goodbye.
Yeah. Goodbye to the drink and goodbye to your nerves on your tongue.
Yeah, I mean, now it's just banana and orange.
All right, well, you're making the next one then.
Yeah.
But yeah, your favorite moment is Marley and Marley. So
that should be coming up soon.
I just said, I almost said Marley and Me. Like,
I love that part with the Muppets.
What's your liqueur going to be?
What's my what going to be?
Your liquor going to be.
I don't. Probably 99 bananas.
Oh, you didn't think this really?
Okay. I forgot to bring anything other than what we needed to make this drink. Thank you for coming through with the orange juice, by the way.
Of course.
Apparently, he texted me, and I didn't catch it until I was literally walking like through his front door. So
that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, he all but walked through the door, and he's like, oh, got your text. No, I can't do that.
Bro, I did not even see it till I was like at your place.
All right, well, yeah, 99 bananas is going to suck, so do you want to go and grab that?
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. This is going to be bad.
I hope a little bit of the residue of the Rumplemints is still there, so we get a little bit of minty with the bananas. That'd be a great thing. I always eat a banana after brushing my teeth, so.
Yeah. Whenever I've been eating a banana, I've always been like, I wish this was mintier. You know?
Yeah. Is that like a double entendre here for our gay threesome?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I was wondering.
Yes, intentional. Absolutely. Oh, he's changing his plan. Okay, peach schnapps it is.
Peach schnapps.
Carl took a whiff of the 99 bananas, and now he has no eyebrows, so we're going to be doing peach schnapps instead. But you still got to make us.
Who would think
drinks,
that something so fruity would be so potent?
Well, that's Carl for you. I mean,
thanks, Dick.
Again with the banana jokes.
They really are the funniest fruit in comedy. Well,
they're funny to slip on. They look like a penis. I mean, what more can you ask for?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing to be better is when you peeled it, it went like, you know.
if they had a funnier sound,
yeah,
you're great.
Peel open a banana, it's like, wah! I would eat bananas every fucking day.
the new official sound of bananas.
Yeah.
I want to start doing that anytime I see someone open a banana. Just go, wah!
just
and when they when they, when they, don't
when they look at you like you're crazy, it's yeah. like what?
You're like, oh, you didn't listen to the awesome podcast? Someone's out of the loop.
The moment's coming. However, that bell ringing used to scare the shit out of me as a kid.
This is where the movie takes a little bit of a dark. Well, this movie is actually pretty dark at times. Like the I remember the Ghost of Christmas Future is kind of creepy, you know. And yeah, this scene, you know, these wailing ghosts. I mean, if you don't really, if you're not familiar with Waldorf and Statler, it's an interesting way to meet them.
Like, okay, it bell ringing that would get me, and then the gigantic, like, rapey dude with the red hair. Who is he? Is he the future dude?
He's the present.
Yeah, that guy.
It's weird that, like, that song has fun reminiscent value for me, but at the same time, he scared me when I was little. Like,
he's very
big. Maybe there's
big.
Something that can be said about my personality for that.
You just don't like redheads.
I don't like... I like things I'm scared of. I don't like...
He seems really forceful. Like, he seems like he's super nice, and then he gets you there, and you're not going to say no.
Rapey is not a bad way to describe that guy. And now I'm even more concerned that younger me thought, hey, this is a fun person. But at the same time, younger me was also hesitant towards his forcefulness, I'll be honest.
Maybe I shouldn't have gotten into the van with him.
Now, is the puppeteer that does the big present, dude, is he the same guy... That okay, you
Sweetums?
Knew the character at Muppet 3D that the
yeah,
Bunny.
Sweetums.
Yeah, Sweetums. Yeah. It, would that be the same?
Thank you for the Muppet 3D reference that warms my heart. Which, also, fun fact, if you didn't know, Muppet Vision 3D is the last project Jim Henson worked on before dying.
It's so sad.
And look, now there's ghosts on the screen. Talk.
Segue.
Oh, wait. This is our song.
Yeah.
So cheers, fellas.
Oh, God.
Drink right. Every time you hear the word Marley.
They're going to die.
There was a tiny hint of residue from the Rumplemans.
A little bit. Like frosty peaches. That sounds like it means something.
That sounds like you've glazed a pair of testicles or something like your.
It's somebody's fetish.
Like when you're jacking off, but you don't have anywhere for it to go, so it just runs down and turns your peaches flying.
Oh, God.
Dog.
I think that's something like. I feel like voodoo donuts would make a donut like that or something.
Fucking voodoo donuts, they're coming to town.
What?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
To Orlando?
Yeah.
My God.
I'm pretty sure that I heard that was going at a Universal somewhere, be that at City Walk.
I did hear that, actually. You don't understand the immense joy and intrigue you have brought into my life at the moment.
Give me another reason to go to the competition.
Can you try and, like...
What competition?
Can you try and get rid of your boner, John? It's really awkward right now.
Well, like, you... Wait. We were talking before. Like, you're, like, a Disney fan and, like, a Muppets fan. Like, this is already, like, a perfect storm of, like, nerdy...
I mean...
Like, your dick should be so hard since, like, the moment he pressed play.
I mean,
Jonathan's penis grew three sizes that day.
God bless us. Everyone.
It was almost visible at that point. But no, yeah.
You do the belt tuck. the upward belt tuck.
I've become very good at that.
I think this is now 3 for 3 that you've mentioned tucking your penis into your belt in this episode.
Is this a thing that you're doing?
Oh, this
know?
Is totally a thing. Yeah, bro.
I know it's a thing. I'm just wondering, is that what you're doing right now?
No. But I whip my dick out for a living, so I have to, like, do that more often than normal people would like to admit to doing that. Dave just had to find a picture. If I had to find video of my dick so I could get it scrubbed off the internet. I thought I had mission success, and then I hit Dave up. I'm like, hey, search for this video from this show that we just did at Hard Rock. And he's like, all right. And then he sends me a Marco Polo. Like, I told him, I'm like, I hope it's not there. Let me know if you can find it. And he sends me this Marco Polo where he's, like, looking at the cell phone camera and the TV's in the background and it's playing on his big screen. And he's like, do you mean this video? So, yeah. But once it's there, it's always there. So.
Yeah. But, yeah, to answer your question, I think you could say I'm a pretty big Disney fan.
What makes you a... What is that a something that you realized about yourself, or is that something that you would like put on a resume?
Yes.
Both?
I think yes.
Okay.
For one, if you were to look in, it was a brainwashing from a young age. If you were to walk into my parents' house, you're going to see a mouse everywhere you turn. Not just a RZA the Rat, but like a Mickey.
Mm-hmm. And statues and shit, ones at Art of Disney?
Not like that, no.
Oh, man.
We're not those type of people.
Oh, but those type of super fans totally exist in this town.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Okay.
And then now...
So it's a soft indoctrination.
Yeah, yeah. So for the past like 4.5 years, it would be a resume thing as well. But yeah, I kind of like all the things that envelop under Disney, Muppets being one of them. It's a great thing. And my favorite holiday is Christmas. So, I mean, this is literally the perfect storm here.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for choosing this to be the place where I join in.
My dad's Santa Claus. Is your dick harder?
Not anymore.
Oh, man.
I don't think I'm going to share this with my parents, this podcast.
And his brother's Jesus.
Now, so, my brother or brother-in-law is actually a minister, so kind of. Oh, God. Should I start making mine?
Yeah, go get your liquor, sir. God, we really did not plan this through at all, did we? Holy shit.
It's a short movie.
Oh, God. Oh, wait, no, wait. Is this the Ghost of Christmas Past, first of all? Yeah, we got the past one first. Oh. It's that creepy little girl that looks like she's floating.
We've done Scrooge before, right?
No.
Oh, man, we should have done Scrooge.
And that is, like, my tie for the best classic Christmas movie. Or the best, actually, best Christmas movie and also best retelling of Christmas Carol. It's this and Scrooge, absolutely. We did, I think we talked about it in the past previously, the movie brackets, you know, the March Movie Madness. So
I
we
love
do.
Them.
Back, like, years ago when we first started doing it, we did do a Best Christmas Movie one time. And I'm pretty sure the last two movies in the bracket were Muppet's Christmas Carol and Scrooged. And there's good reason for that.
This character bothers me.
In what way?
In undefinable way.
The creepy little girl?
She just seems bothersome.
She looks out of place. It looks like something out of the Dark Crystal.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems very, like, Dark Crystal-y version of
very fantasy,
stuff, like.
Less a fuzzy, adorable.
She's
Muppet.
Kind of a creeper. Like, super creeper.
I mean, Michael Caine's the one taking her hand, so.
Michael Caine. How do they not notice that there's a rat and a gonzo dangling from a rope around him?
And... I mean, he's kind of caught up with this girl here. Do you think that's going to be what comes up? Michael Caine's going to be the next person for 2017? Is this girl going to come out about something that happened in Muppet's Christmas Carol? I just enjoyed that creepy past.
Who's the pedophile conservative that just got beat?
Roy Moore?
Roy Moore. Did you see the Onion article about Roy Moore has retired from politics to go spend time with someone's children?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Did you see his... Roy Moore's... Is some, like, spokesperson or some other person that worked with him that was talking about being sworn into office and why Muslims shouldn't?
Yes.
He was saying, well, Muslims can't because you have to swear on the Christian Bible. And the news reporter, who I can't...
Jake Tapper.
Yeah, Tapper. He was saying, actually, no, that's just because you're Christian that you chose that. And the guy goes, oh, no, I saw Trump do it, too.
I did it three times. I swore on a Bible. Well,
Mr. Trump did it, too. He's like, yeah, because he's
I'm sure
Christian.
you chose a Bible,
that.
But it doesn't have to be a Bible. It can be any holy document. And the guy's face...
He's just speech... It's my favorite reaction gif now. Because he's just speechless and blinks. And then Tapper just goes... I guess you didn't know that. Thanks for being with us today. And it just ends. It's
the perfect gift for the internet because it looks like a still picture, but then he gives you the gift of blinking. So you know he's been standing there that long. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Oh, country screwed.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you guys. I got an out still. So.
Hey, man, y'all did the Brexit.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, that means you got to go home to something.
I'll find some Scandinavian to marry to get away if I have to.
Hey, man.
They are beautiful men. So.
I had a friend of mine when I was in the Navy get orders to Japan because he wanted to find himself a hot-ass Japanese wife. So he, like, spent months getting these orders to the specific ship that had not left Japan in years. And he gets stationed there for, like, a week, and the ship gets relocated to Norfolk, Virginia. And now he's roped in for, like, 4 years.
Oh, God. Is he pretty happy about that? Any Japanese stowaways on the ship from that time?
Yeah, how is the Japanese population in Virginia?
yeah.
I heard there's a strong vetting process, actually. if you've ever watched anime, you can't come over. Only American cartoons.
Oh, God. Actually, you know what? This was my tie for my favorite joke in the movie. The Sam Eagle. Where he's like, it's the American way. And then Gonzo has to feed him his line. Like, it is the British way. Fuck, I should have picked that moment.
Apparently, he had a song in this that was cut out. Sam the Eagle?
Yeah.
I would like to know that song.
Well, on the you know the song that's cut out of like most versions of the movie now with him and his old girlfriend and shit? I mean, you probably... When's the last time you saw this movie, Carl? Because you said you had
this movie?
Yeah, you said you had it on VHS. So maybe... I don't know if you maybe remember a song, but you might notice it's missing in the movie. But it's when... I think it's towards the end of this scene. It's the past segment, right?
Mm-hmm. It's in the past segment.
It's there's a whole musical scene that's kind of cut because... But it was completely filmed and completed and everything. But it's because it's basically just his girlfriend and him. And it's a really slow, sad song. And there's no Muppets involved. So it's like a real fucking pace killer in a Muppets movie.
Mm-hmm.
So they cut it out of the... They cut it out of the theatrical version, but then it appeared again on VHS, and now it's just kind of exercised, like, it's not there. But it is on the special features of the DVDs and stuff.
That sucks.
But, I mean, you know, fucking, I'm pretty sure it's a pretty... I don't remember this movie. I've definitely watched the movie on VHS.
I watched it.
So that song is not memorable at all.
It was about 2 or 3 years ago when I rewatched it and rediscovered it.
It's been about 15 years since I've seen this movie, if I'm being honest.
And when I watched it, I went, what the f-? Like, I'd forgotten that Michael Caine was in it. And I was like, it was utter shock from me.
I didn't care who Michael Caine was 20 years ago.
No, absolutely not. Like,
and now I'm like, it's Alfred, you know.
Dog, I'm stealing that word.
What?
Rememberable.
Rememberable.
Do you think these are the actual pajamas that Michael Caine uses each night?
I would like to think he kept that robe.
Yeah, I like to believe that he still utilizes it.
Maybe just the hat, though. Can you imagine like Michael Caine like risky business in it around like his gigantic manor?
I mean,
that'll be my new word now. Business.
I mean, he has a ghost. Disney past, Christmas past next to him, which is apparently the thing. So,
yeah,
that's what he would wear with her, I guess. Michael Caine, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry that we are demonizing you and insinuating bad things with the ghost of Christmas past.
And please don't die.
Dog, if you wake up tomorrow and Michael Caine is like dead in his bed of like
I'm gonna
old
feel
age,
so fucking bad. Oh my God, don't even joke.
Hey,
man.
At least I got the joke in before it was offensive.
Yeah.
I can't make that joke again for a couple of years after.
Dog.
Yeah, just kidding, it'd be later tomorrow.
If he dies tomorrow, I can turn that into like 3 years of like magic lecture circuit.
Well, it's like that's very similar. I'll tell the fucking story because I think we can air this after a week of the movie being out, and it's cool now. You've seen The Last Jedi, right?
Did that come out?
Yeah, I think it's a thing.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
I may have seen it a couple of times.
Have you seen my Facebook status from a few days ago?
Yes, it was short and brief.
Yes, it was basically
very neutral.
I was basically. Oh wait, no, the one before that. No, that was my review.
Okay.
Which was all of five words.
The
one where I was like, later, fuckers, and just like called my friends cunts before disappearing off Facebook for 2 days. So,
rightfully so.
I'm going to talk about this real quick. So I did that because I did not want to get spoiled by this movie. I was looking forward to The Last Jedi. Talk about my thoughts about it when we're watching a Star Wars movie or something. Another time.
Yeah, no, that's going to change. You don't want me to start talking about this.
But when I was trying to like disappear from Facebook, I was just like, I'm just going to let people know I'm not going to be here for a couple of days, and here's why. Because I didn't want to see a bunch of people posting all these statuses that they think are going to be vague books, but they turn out to be real things. Like, it always happens during Walking Dead whenever a character dies. Mm-hmm. Someone says, like, no character's name. And it's like, well, I know what that fucking means. Like, you're like, not being vague.
Do any of you watch Stranger Things?
Yes.
I haven't seen the second season.
Okay, that's fine. So somebody made a post that very clearly was in memoriam to a character.
Okay.
But their post was just, I'll always love blah, blah, blah. And I was like, right? No, stop that. The show came out today. But like, that was too obvious what I said. But it was something that was very clearly like, always a hero. And I'm like, awesome. Yeah, thank you very much for telling me before the fact. Like, it's not Sean Bean playing the character. I don't know what's happening. Like,
I'm a savvy audience member. I can fucking read your tweet and I can get what you're saying. You think you're being smart, but you're not. So I just called out people to be like, hey, before you guys start posting all this shit, I'm going to bounce because I don't want to read all these tweets saying no. And I used the character's name of just like, you know, a main character of the movie. I'm just like, if that... Don't tell me.
So-and-so.
Yeah, exactly.
No, so and so. I can't believe it.
I don't want to see that shit. I'm gonna disappear for a few days. I'll be back when I've seen the movie. See you later. And I disappeared for two straight days. Saw the movie. Thought it was great. Fine. Came back.
It does not deserve the hate it gets.
No, I don't think it deserves the love. But that's another status. Like, went back to my Facebook status. Oh my god, in the 2 days I was gone, everyone got super pissed at me for spoiling the movie. Because it turns out, what I wrote actually fucking happened in the movie.
That's their... Who cares?
And here's the thing, I would not have known that if they did not post about it on my status. So I did the honorable thing, I turned it on them, and I called them a bunch of cunts. I'm like, hey, I'm really glad I didn't check
this
status.
I posted this before.
Yeah, like, I'm glad I didn't check this, because you fuckers would have spoiled the movie for me. Because I've got integrity. It's like, but yeah, like, if Michael
Caine...
Did
anybody get, like, really, really mad at you?
Not, like, not, like, super mad. I can tell there's definitely some people irked about it, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's a fucking movie. But also, it's like...
Even said you hadn't seen the movie. There's not a way that you'd be like, oh, your hypothetical post ruined it for me. Like,
exactly.
You could have named literally anyone.
I posted it, like, an hour into the first showing. There was no way I knew what was going to happen. But, yeah, it just... some people just took it, like, way too seriously. And they assumed it was real, and then they went in with that expectation, and it did happen, and they were, like, super pissed. But I just turned it around on them. I'm just like, wow, I can't believe you guys are just... say that that was the right thing that happened. You're ruining it for everybody who's reading your status. So if Michael Caine dies tomorrow, I've already kind of fucked up my week. This seems like the way to round it out.
Way to bring it around.
Yeah, hey. way to go there.
Remember how we started with this?
Talking about that.
Yeah, I was going like, how did
Muppets.
This happen?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest, I went off social media for a week before Muppets Most Wanted came out because I did not have any freaking idea whether or not Kermit was actually going to like get imprisoned and what the other guy, the Russian villain character that has the mole that he covered up, if he was going to replace Kermit. Like, I didn't know. It was a big thing for
I
me.
Avoided all the trailers from Muppets Most Wanted.
Oh yeah,
and the movie.
Not gonna lie, you guys, I don't really care about spoilers whatsoever.
I'm super sensitive.
Yeah, they make
on
cars
it, like,
look weird, but
yeah, they do. Fake bang.
Good gag, sir. Good gag.
No, like I do not care about spoilers, though, man. You could just like throw a plot point at me, and I don't give a shit.
Oh, I know, because you've spoiled many movies for me just by dog. You won't believe what happens at the end of this. Are you gonna watch it? Yeah, I'll probably watch it. So don't tell me. All right, I'll just tell you this, and then you're like, Bruce Willis shows up, and it's like,
right. I think they matter to me because. When you rewatch a movie, you're watching it for a different purpose. So that first time, before you know what happens,
you can never get that back.
That's the only time you get it, and each time following it is a different experience as well. So
there are so many movies I would love to see again for the first time.
Exactly, and to not know what happens. Mm-hmm. Honestly, my main one is Empire. Mm-hmm. I would love to watch that and not have any idea of Vader being Luke's father and just going, "What?" Like, it'd be amazing. And so. The reason
so you're
I don't
robbing,
like spoilers
you're robbing
is,
somebody from the chance of that happening to them for a brand new movie or
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
TV show or whatever.
And because I watch movies multiple times usually after I see one that I enjoyed. And each viewing is different, and I can't ever get that first one back, basically.
That's fair. That's why we always try and pick movies we've seen originally, and why I never suggest people watch these movies we're talking over for the first time while listening to our show. Mm-hmm. Because you are missing so many great songs while
for
we're talking
those of
about
those.
Oh,
yeah. Have forgotten, we're watching A Muppet's Christmas Carol with you, Michael Caine.
And others.
I think maybe...
He's crying! Like, he's taking this so seriously.
With the creepy Muppets girl that is...
God, her eyes are doing some weird...
It bothers me.
And her weird, like, half-blink.
And I'm not freaked out by puppets or anything, typically, but for some reason, like, she bothers me. And while I pick the Ghost of Christmas Present as my scene, which is about to happen, he still freaked me out. Each time I watch it, like, again, you said creepy. Like, he's very forceful, like...
I would love to see what happens if the Jim Henson Company were in charge of the next Annabelle. Like...
Oh, God. I don't...
Can you imagine that chick? Like,
yeah. That girl's kind of freaky. If I had nightmares about her, I wouldn't be surprised. You know what else used to fuck me up? Did you ever see Are You Afraid of the Dark? Fucking The Tale of the Bookish Babysitter, where the dude's all mwah, and like floating down the hallway towards the kid in the bedroom. Holy shit. Okay, the blank look on your face tells me you do not remember the exact episode I'm talking about. However, if you watch the video of the ghost,
like
from
a witchcraft type
the
thing,
Tale of the Bookish
Babysitter, my household,
you're gonna lose your shit. This guy is humongous.
It's Hagrid.
A rapey Hagrid.
It's a rapey Hagrid. A little Michael Caine is Harry Potter.
How did he not make it into Harry Potter as
your
some
victim,
old ass?
Michael Caine. Yeah. He's like the only other distinguished British actor that never got. I don't know.
Make
did
this
ever...
shot. He's
yeah.
He's,
go get.
He's
it,
about
man.
To rape Michael Caine.
It's like he's climbed into Harry's closet. Like this is fucking. This is absolutely spot on. Like you could. This scene where he walks down the street with Michael Caine, you could just take him and put him on top of Hagrid down Diagon Alley, and you'd make so many people happy on the internet. You get so many likes. You wouldn't have to whip your dick out or anything, man.
Yeah, why does nobody cosplay as that motherfucker? Everybody would get it.
Yeah.
And he goes around, like, trying to rape people?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Who are you supposed to be? Oh, you're raping me. Oh, you're the guy from that. Yeah, you are. God.
I got a basket of vegetables. Don't make it weird.
Oh, now he's regular size. Man, that's a great cosplay to do. Like, you're right. I can't believe nobody's done that yet.
Nobody does that shit. God. We've had a lot of Billy Butcher sins the last, like, 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
From Hocus Pocus.
Mm-hmm. With the mouse throat.
Yeah, we've had a fuck ton of Billy Butcher sins.
Hocus Pocus girls?
The dude with the...
Everywhere.
Yeah. And the guy with the lips sewed shut, that guy shows up everywhere now. But this guy, the Ghost of Christmas Present...
And he's a pretty interesting... Like, his eyes are blinking and shit.
What are you, a fat Muppet Jesus? A little crown of thorns? No, that's a crown of... Okay, thorny leaves.
It's like if Brian Blessed turned into a Muppet, you know? God, his face is hysterical. Wherever you find love, it feels like Christmas. This is one of the more memorable songs for me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember anything else apart from those like few words there.
I vaguely remember that melody line and some of these words.
Now, are they just fucking like West Winging it, like just walking through different doorways into the same street area? Like, is there just one central courtyard with like three doors off in different directions?
That's what it looks like. Yeah, he was totally walking towards that alley in the beginning when we first started talking about that. Like, now he's out in front.
Like, I know England's small, but it's not that small.
Yeah, but I got lost in tiny little old school alleys in London because they all look the same and they all have a pub on the corner.
You got lost in New York and the streets are numbered.
Yeah, but once I learned how to work the subway system, it all worked out. But like London, I got so fucking... At least in New York, I could tell it was like in a different neighborhood. We were walking
because of all the rapes.
Dog, we left a pub and then we were walking for like a mile and a half, 2 miles, and then we went into a pub and I could have sworn it was the same fucking place. Nope, just England.
You left a bar, you walked around a bunch, and you thought you were still in the place you started. You were just drunk. All right, so what is our liquor, Mr.
So,
Hurd?
We're going with a little bit of a Christmassy type flavor here.
God, listen to this fucking connoisseur here.
Yeah. So, it's not as fancy as it seems. So I went with one of my favorites. So as we mentioned, I'm a big Disney Muppets fan and a big Christmas fan. Two of my favorite things. So we're mixing two of my favorite alcohols, rum chata and Fireball, which makes a cinnamon toast crunch. However, Scrooge always comes in and ruins everything. We're taking one of my favorite shots and ruining it by pouring some Jaeger into it.
God. This
will likely be terrible.
I'm not a fan right now.
This is
bah humbug, sir.
All right, cheers, people.
So, you know what? Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Exactly.
Oh,
I mean,
that was interesting. Let's never do that again.
Yeah, that was interesting. Not good, but it was interesting.
It wasn't.
That's a
awful
memory.
Like it I expected. But
it feels like it would have tasted really good.
The regular one is one of my favorite. Have you ever had a Cinnamon Toast Crunch shot?
Mm-mm.
It's okay. We'll have one later on. Like it's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
It tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay, Oprah, calm the fuck down.
I mean, if you want to choose another favorite part that comes after, we can just do
that. Oh, yeah. We got plenty of movies still.
Yeah.
Sorry. We're not even... Oh, what are we now? We're like 50 minutes into this.
Ghost of Christmas Future never gets any love.
I think it's one of the cooler characters, honestly.
And I want to say... So
it's pretty cool that all these characters, like all these ghosts, are their own unique characters. It's not somebody playing a role. They actually did take time to create new characters for those three.
So that's neat. So we've got a lot of, honestly, they're all a little bit creepy. I've already said that Ghost of Christmas Past kind of creeped me out, and then we made her the rape victim of Michael Caine. And then we made Ghost of Christmas Present is rapey himself.
He raped Michael Caine.
And then Ghost of Christmas Future is death, and Michael Caine's dying tomorrow, apparently. So,
Oh my God. Don't say it. Don't fucking say it. You know what? Like, you don't want to, don't fucking mess with the juju of the universe, man. I remember back when I lived in the UK, I don't know, 2010, 11, fuck, maybe 2011 or so, or 2010, me and my friends went to this beach. We just had a great fucking beach day. It was like one of those just awesome days where you just hung out with your friends, you just dicked around, you drank on the, it was great. We had the best fucking day ever. We drove home, we were commenting
he's
in the car.
Oh
my God. We were talking in the car. What a great fucking day this was. I had so much fun. We get home, turn on the news, Michael Jackson died.
Oh, were you making jokes about Michael Jackson dying or? Was that a big part of your
beach
day?
Was it just that you had a great day and listened to MJ music the whole time and then you came home and he was dead? Or
oh, okay.
Did
that
happen?
Imagine he didn't rape kids. Michael Jackson died.
Allegedly. After he died, it's not okay to say that. It's funny before he died. After he died, all jokes...
tragic.
I'll be honest. It kind of annoyed me that Michael Jackson jokes were a thing for so long, and then when he died, it was like, no, he was perfect.
You're like, I've been writing them for so long.
Yeah, right?
I was just ready for the show.
Not that all of them were like truthful or something, but they were a common thing, and then all of a sudden, it's like, it's unacceptable. Like, what?
What he did is unacceptable.
I would agree. I'm not certain what they are. I personally don't remember it. I showed up and left, and apparently it was a good time.
I left with a goodie bag and an interesting walk.
So. Yeah. My gym teacher made some comments about it, made me sit out for a while because I couldn't run normal. But
oh, let's see how bad this looks. It looks...
It looks better
horrible.
Than the fucking Dark Crystal shit, honestly.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just saying, let's not have too much fun tonight, because we might kill Michael Caine.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't kill Michael Caine.
You never know where, when you drink this much, you never know where the night's going to go. Michael Caine could end up dead.
But he was an Alfie.
Oh, God. Can they subpoena a podcast? Is that a thing?
Maybe. Probably.
Has law caught up to technology that much yet?
I'm so upset with the fact that I picked him as my favorite because, like, he is... Oh, yeah, this is pretty special.
That looks cool. That looks really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Kermit walking, I mean...
It's a little bit like when fucking Stewie's riding a bike, you know? Like, his fucking legs are going... But,
Oh, you can kind of see that it's a wheel here.
A little bit.
You couldn't at first, but, like, as it goes on, like, it...
Yeah.
You can kind of tell. I didn't know that was...
But that's a fucking 10-second shot there.
It is. Like, 10, I didn't know that's shot. How they did it, but once you pointed it out, I could tell. But, yeah, that's impressive.
It's ingenuity. Like, it's a really clever way to... Like, it would have been easier just to be like, no, we just won't show that. We'll just show them from the waist up, you know?
Yeah.
But they were like, no, let's fucking do this. Yeah, let's push the boundaries a little
10
bit.
10-second shot. That probably took them at least 20 seconds to film. I've never filmed a movie. I'm not quite certain how this works.
Yeah, basically, all 90-minute movies are shot in an afternoon. So. Although you've read about like that Ridley Scott movie, all the time in the world, all the money in the world. I don't know, the one that was reshot after Kevin Spacey stuff came out.
Oh yeah, with the other old dude.
Yeah,
reshot
it in 10 days and like still made the release date after sending out new posters and shit. That's fucking impressive.
Yeah,
I'm interested to kind of see the original cut, and it makes me want to see the new one. I would not fucking watch that movie in any day, but I'm interested to see. Like, I like the story behind it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, everybody should like the story about Kevin Spacey raping people, right? Is that what happened? Did he just rub his dick on some kid? Like, what? I say just, like, that's also not, like, a super...
No, but, like, compared to the other things that have happened in 2017, it's funny that, like, he's the one person that we gave a lot of awful things to, of, like, how dare you, Kevin Spacey? And then other people say awful things, might end up president, and we're like, oh, that was really bad. But he's the one person that we're like, no, you're never going to act again, you asshole. Like, because, again, it's not good what he did. It's a despicable thing. But we can assess things and say it wasn't nearly as bad as some awful other things out there.
I mean, Mel Gibson hates Jews, and we know that, and know he's a piece of shit for it. However, The Patriot was good. Passion of the Christ wasn't bad. Fucking, the dude still puts out, like, a good movie. I'm just not going to, like, want to hang out with him or have a beer.
I don't want him to tuck me into bed.
For me, it's kind of like Chick-fil-A. I probably don't support... Actually, I know I don't support a lot of your things, but you make really good chicken. And I like it.
That's what you do first. That's your number one thing.
So let's go ahead and we can, like, I'll publicly shame Chick-fil-A on some things. I'm still going to eat their chicken. I'm going to publicly shame Kevin Spacey, but I would love to see him act some more because
he's really good in Baby Driver. Like, I didn't see that movie until after all that shit came out, and I forgot he was in it, but that's a great fucking film. Edgar Wright did it.
Yeah, it was great.
It's like a musical if the car chases are the songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was incredible the way they made it work together like that. Like that, it was top notch. Plus, it really kind of, for me, broke Edgar Wright, who I already liked. Mm. It broke him out of his shell.
He's not just the British guy who can make Simon Pegg say funny things.
Exactly. Yeah. It went, oh my God, you're actually a brilliant filmmaker. Mm. So let's see what else he does sometime.
God, I just remember this fucking kid frog dies. Oh, God.
Now, here's the question. If Kermit and Miss Piggy are together...
Why doesn't it have a snout?
Yeah. Like, why did it just go straight frog instead of, like, some weird combination?
Fuck that? Two questions. Would you fuck that? And have you seen that frog that's the drummer or the singer in the band?
I'd fuck the shit out of Miss Piggy.
Out of Miss Piggy?
Current Miss Piggy, like in the TV show, fuck the shit out of Miss Piggy.
Oh yeah, because she's like separated from Kermit and stuff.
Oh yeah, well because
she's available. That's what it is.
Yeah. I really like Kermit. Like,
he has some
analogy. Would you fuck Miss Piggy? Well, is she taken?
Yeah,
he has some strong family values here.
I couldn't fuck Kermit the Frog's wife, but I could totally fuck the shit out of Miss Piggy. Fuck the ever-loving bacon out of
again,
her. Oh,
family values.
you're a good man, Carl.
Yeah, man. It's the single moms, not like the taken, like, married ladies. Like, that's not what you...
And again, their daughters are all pigs. Like, I don't understand how Muppet genetics work. But okay, what was your question? So, would you fuck it? And
that female frog that's like the band member. Like, obviously, that's where he's sticking it.
The female.
But
frog
I didn't realize.
Is the band member, or
I didn't realize that the girls are pigs. So I guess maybe Muppet genetics just work that way. Really,
what's the name of their band?
The oh fuck!
It's like electric thing.
Dr.
Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, Dr. Teeth, the gold tooth.
Yeah, there's like a frog over there.
Are you talking about her?
Yeah. No, that's Janice.
Yeah, Janice.
She's supposed to look like Janice Joplin.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Like, is that who you're talking about?
Just saying. She's
a
frog.
She's probably the only Muppet that I'm willing to fuck.
I think she's their real mom. I'm just saying.
Yo, I would pound the shit out of Janice, and I bet you Janice would like sit down and like smoke a bowl with you in bed afterwards.
What other Muppets would you fuck, Carl?
that I know Janice is on the block.
Janice is definitely the main Muppet that I'm like, you know what? I might have interest in you.
Yeah. Let's backtrack on the main piggy.
You realize I'd fuck the Ghost of Christmas Present, but I wouldn't choose to. Uh-huh.
Okay, you guys are saying you'd fuck Janice. Let me just put this image in your head here. Inside that mouth is a guy's hand.
Which means he knows what to do.
Yeah, he knows what to do. Exactly. Also, why are you saying that a man would be doing it? You think that Jim Henson Studios is willing to pay the puppeteer more?
Oh,
they probably hired women.
Yeah. You pay what is it? Like 5/7 for like every man's like dollar like to the woman? Like what is that?
Is there something wrong with your drink? Why is there so much of it left?
This Carl has my mind. Like what? I'm
fucking
settled down.
And now he's just like fat Gandalf. Like
thank you for the reference.
Mm.
Lord of the Rings is my favorite fandom out there, so...
How do you feel about the news about the TV show coming out?
Oh, man. So, here's the thing. I'll try to be quick about this. I've always had a dream of a Silmarillion-style HBO show,
mm-hmm.
so I'm sad that that didn't be what happened. Because it could never be a movie, but if you did HBO, you could do, like, characters appear in this season, next season's a couple thousand years later, you have elves and gods that come back, you're like, oh, I forgot about them, that'd be cool. But that's my dream, it's not going to happen, at least not now. Amazon, when I first heard about it, I thought it was going to be like a retelling of the Lord of the Rings series, and I was real upset, I was like, that's stupid. But to do it between Hobbit and Lord of the Rings is great because there's some great stories in there, but they're not fully developed. So it gives the writers some creative liberties.
It's not just an adaptation.
Yeah, as long as you stay true to the general narrative of it and you do your own creative storytelling, I think it has a lot of great potential for it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I hear the Amazon CEO is a big fantasy fan. That's part of the reason that he wanted to do this. So if he is a fan, I think he'll care about what it is. I'll give it a chance. I love any chance I get something new Tolkien.
They've done pretty good with their... I mean, it being in their hands... It's a good start when they've got shows like The Man in the High Castle and Transparent doing so well.
I haven't watched those. I need to because I've
neither,
heard they're
but
great.
I've heard great things, so I'm sure that the quality of the show, it's not going to be just a phone-in kind of
thing. Thank you for making
sure
to lift up your microphone to your mouth.
Every time,
it was
man.
In your lap.
Bruh,
you
is this episode...
And dropped it down.
Is this 50 or 51?
46.
46? Are you kidding? We've recorded way more than that, right? It's just those are legible.
Yeah,
like I really
like
want to know
audibly legible,
that,
like unintelligible.
I want to know the ones that are unintelligible.
Oh, they're bad.
They're not rememberable.
Rememberable.
Oh yeah, and sometimes we do really long movies that are like three.
We've
and a
done the first
hours.
Lord of the Rings movie.
Oh, that
the extended edition
was
as,
like the
as
first
as
hour had to be okay.
To do it.
Hmm? Yeah,
as is the appropriate. The extended editions made each of those films better.
I wish I could believe you, but I don't remember much. I don't remember anything after Gandalf falls in the drain. Like,
it's not the drain. It's the endless stairs that no one had been to the bottom since the dwarves had delved that deep and opened up the Balrog.
Nerd.
Got it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just realized we got the ghostly banshee here as well, and
it's a ring wraith.
Yeah, I fuck it is.
Is that Urlaer Lemenya? Oh,
I feel like
God.
If he were to open,
you're intolerable.
No, that's Urlaer Kentea.
If he were to open that robe, would that be the same dude from Scrooged? With the
right.
Right? These pigs also seem very punchable.
Fuck these pigs.
I hate them.
There's a story here. Have you ever punched a pig, Jonathan? That's not a question I thought I had to ask until tonight.
No comment. But as you said, the emotions that one of these felt and button and stitches creatures should make me feel is somewhere between 0 and 1.
Yeah.
And Kermit can make me cry, and
Gonzo those guys can make me think.
And those guys
what
make
cunts?
Me what cunts? You make me vehemently angry for being in front of my eyes at the moment.
It's like it's all down to performers, because like they're made out of not much more than what's in like the aisles of a Kohl's store, and I've never walked through there thinking like I want to punch the shit out of that khakis.
Hey, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Story time, kinda. I've never punched a pig, but I have punched a German Shepherd with a badge. I didn't get arrested for that, but I definitely got charged extra for that.
A badge?
A cop German Shepherd.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. Wait, you punched with its own badge?
It had a badge. It's a cop German. They all have badges.
You took a German Shepherd's badge for... You took a cop's badge
it. No. I punched a German Shepherd with a badge.
Please don't elaborate. I'd like it to end just at this ridiculous
moment.
You
took a cop's badge and you punched the cop with his own badge.
No.
Just don't say the part where it was a dog. That's a badass story.
And but...
Then it's a dog and all of a sudden we're upset.
Did you know that
don't
you
Don't Marley
get,
and me the shit out of this.
You get like assaulting an officer... If you, like, even if it's about to bite the fuck out of you, you get assaulting an officer if you punch, like, a police dog. I'm not even kidding you guys. You knew that, right?
I was not aware of the fact where I could have told that to someone, but when you mentioned it, I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, like, it sounds like a no-brainer.
Yeah, like...
19-year-old me didn't think so.
That's not a real cop.
Were you drunk, or...?
No, I just didn't want to get arrested or bit by a cop dog, and then both of those things happened.
The cop dog was arresting you?
No, the cop was trying to arrest me, and I was like, peace, and the dog was like, nope. Like...
Did it also plant some drugs on you?
Sprinkle a little crack on it.
What have we got here? Woo!
Yeah, they didn't need to do that, but... Yeah.
That, again, that's a ring wraith. If for those of you actually watching the movie, like the Ghost of Christmas Future is a ring wraith.
We're at the point now where we're just not watching the movie.
Yeah.
We're going to realize the credits roll in a few minutes and be like, oh, so what do we think?
I've talked to a handful of people that have actually listened to these. Literally one person said that they like turned the movie on while they were like cleaning their apartment and just played the podcast. Literally everyone else doesn't listen episode by episode. They farm the people that I know that like actually listen to it, they farm through for episodes of movies that they fucking know by heart, and they just play it on like their drive.
I do know a lot of people that know this movie by heart. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like if you know what if you know this movie by heart, we could bullshit about this motherfucker like spinning the.
I don't need to say how many pigs are on the screen right now.
Yeah,
you'll
they
know.
Get it.
Hey, you'll those know. Of you listening that know this, how many times did he turn the fucking spinner thing?
1.5.
That's the answer. Did you know that? No, you're not a Muppets fan. Settle down.
Back in your seat,
go
sir.
Watch Alvin and Chipmunks now. Listen to their album.
I didn't know we were going to shame non-Muppet fans, but honestly, that sounds okay. That sounds acceptable.
If you're not a Muppets fan, fuck you.
I know a magician that does that can do a back tuck, and he does his card
they
trick.
Can shame non-Muppets fans.
A back tuck? Wait, what?
Like a backflip without like, you just jump up and like backflip, right?
Is it weird that I thought you were talking about like tucking your dick and balls?
Yeah, yeah, it is actually.
I have some friends that can do that. Yeah.
It's our past conversations that influence you there. But this dude does a back tuck, and he does this trick that magicians have done forever. You choose a card, you sign it, mix it back into the deck, and then they, like, stab, like, a sword into the air when they throw the deck in it. Your card's on it. Well, this motherfucker just learned to do a back tuck, so he has you choose a card and sign it, mix it back in, and he palms it off. And he throws the deck up in the air. When he throws it in the air, he does a back tuck, and he thrusts his hand in, and he produces you. So it looks like you sign a card and mix it into the deck, and then he throws it up and does a back tuck, grabs in the middle of the back tuck from the middle of the air, and he's just palming it off and, like, punching the deck, like, during the flip. But he does it. He does it at, like, magic conventions where, like, thousands of magicians congregate. And they're all standing around doing stupid-ass card tricks. And then he just does this. And literally, I watched him do this, like, 3 months ago at that magic convention that was over the Florida Hotel. The motherfucker does it, and then he looks at, like, these hundreds of other magicians that are standing around in a circle watching him do this. He goes, "If y'all can't do a fucking backflip, get the fuck out of magic. Fuck you."
And just, that seems fair.
Just fucking walks away, bro. It's the coolest thing in the world.
Some magician on another stage in a wheelchair just starts crying.
Dog, yeah. He made so many dudes.
Some 16-year-old kid that's been aspiring to be a magician his whole time, and like, "Oh, I love this guy." And then he says that, and he goes, "Oh.
If you can't do this and get the fuck out."
You have, like, this hard, like, magic dick, and then it turns, like, super tiny because you just got, like, berated and had your, like, your, the one thing that you were, people get into magic because they're, like, so, a lot of people get into magic because they're socially awkward, and it's, like, the easiest way to assimilate people onto, like, your side. I got put in jail, and I started doing magic, and all of a sudden I had no one to worry about in the cell block. Everybody just liked me. And that's how I've gotten through, like, weird social situations throughout, like, my entire life. Well, like, you had a bunch of dudes that have done that, and then they all just had their confidence taken right out.
Oh.
It's watching people's dreams get kind of unintentionally crushed, but also kind
of
intentionally.
Yeah, I feel like it's most people that, like, wouldn't get on the sports team to make them popular or something. Like, "Oh, I finally don't have to worry about my athletic prowess."
Yeah.
And then this fucker who's, like, doing really cool things is like, "No, you do, you asshole."
Yeah, you all suck.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I'm the cool magician.
Now, why did he have to rub off the whole of the name in order to work out what was going on?
You couldn't have got the EB at the beginning.
You got Eben Skirt, and you're just like, "Oh, I wonder who this could be."
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It wasn't Ebonata Grage. Like, my
it's
neighbor.
Like, "Why are you showing me this? I don't give a fuck about this guy. This guy's a cunt, from what I've heard."
Yeah.
Yeah, he should be opening this rope right now. And
yeah, like, what
right
the fuck
there.
Is in there? It's just like five frogs on shoulders or something. Uh-huh.
Remember the fact how I mentioned Michael Caine was acting his heart out while throwing a Christmas wreath at a small puppet bunny?
Yes.
This is Michael Caine just crying, tugging on the robes of a puppet ring wraith.
There's a coat hook with a big bedsheet over it.
Do you think this is the way the Muppets wanted it to go? Or do you think this is Michael Caine saying, "No,
I'm making this my movie."
This is my movie.
I'm a fucking Oscar winner.
I'll get an Oscar the size of a tangerine.
Oh, that might be my favorite recurring Michael Caine gag.
It's my favorite. It absolutely. Every time I see Michael Caine, it's just whatever is around. I'm like, the size of a tangerine. If you haven't, go find
Michael
a YouTube
Caine.
Video of Michael Caine saying, "Of a tangerine," and then with Christian Bale going, "Whoa!" Like
Michael
in response,
got
"Of a tangerine."
Michael Caine's got
a
tangerine cock the size of a tangerine.
Love again, it. This bunny that I want to punch, so, but I don't think Michael Caine's going to throw
but I think
a
he's
Christmas
the good guy
him.
Now.
Is he the one that runs away during the Muppet 3D?
He grabs, he runs
on his little
oh,
hissy
God,
fit.
It was so annoying. He goes on his hissy fit because he wants to be in charge, but he's an idiot. God. Again,
you're not qualified,
so
Bean.
I mentioned that I like Muppet Vision 3D a lot, but God, I want to punch him in the face, and when stupid little fake Figment comes out and does his thing too with him, like,
yeah.
I just want to punch him in the face again. He's my least favorite Muppet. No, he's my most hated Muppet.
Guys, if you had to relate yourself as one Muppet, which one would it be? Who you
not
got?
Bean. Well, I mean, I kind of hate myself, so maybe.
I'd be Gonzo because I try way too hard to be liked.
That's actually really sad and revealing about your personality.
I was going to say Gonzo for a different reason. However, your reason actually makes a lot of sense.
Can you tell?
I was going to. Yeah, I was going to... No, it makes sense for me as well. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. I was going to say Gonzo because I will just do random stupid shit for attention, which is basically what you just said.
Yeah.
So...
Just worded it differently. So it's a new answer. Well done.
Carl, do you...
Dr. Teeth. I feel like he's... just with, like, my line of work and, like, my main hustle, I feel like Dr. Teeth is... has intentionally surrounded himself with the craziest bunch of, like, Muppets, or in my case, like, motherfuckers that he possibly can, and he's just trying to rein everything together and turn it into a business.
The crazier people you surround yourself with, the more sane you seem.
Yeah, yeah, like, Dr. Teeth is fucking off, but, like, he feels like the one thing...
Compared
like,
to Animal, and,
yeah,
like...
He's, like, the composer that's, like, orchestrating this whole band of bullshit. Because none of the Muppets in The Electric Mayhem... would be able to make it on their own.
No.
Which, by the way, back to Muppets fans shaming, if you don't fucking know who Dr. Teeth is, get out. You shouldn't even be watching a Muppet.
True
movie. Or
shit.
You should be watching them. You're not a Muppets fan unless you know Dr. Teeth.
All right, so somewhere around here we're going to see the store. Do you know what the name of the store is?
No.
No?
I have some fun facts.
Shop spelled with two P's and an E.
I just named the name of the Christmas shop in Magic Kingdom. I was like, Liberty Square, sure, okay.
There's a store somewhere here called Micklewhites. Do you know why it's called Micklewhites?
No.
Because like did you know that Michael Caine is not Michael Caine's name? All this time you've been making jokes about Michael Caine, but...
What's his actual name?
Maurice Micklewhite.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Now, so, why would you change such a staged impersonation?
That's why I'm not going to make jokes about Maurice Micklewhite dying tomorrow, because that would be wrong. We're talking about Michael Caine dying tomorrow. Maybe his acting career goes down the toilet because it comes out because he raped the ghost of Christmas past, and he has to become Maurice Micklewhite again.
Maybe Michael Caine does career. Die, but Maurice Micklewhite... rises from the ashes.
Hey,
wow.
We've been pretty neutral as far as crowd pleasers this whole time. So, okay, did you ever see The Breakfast Club? Remember when he tells her that Claire is a fat girl's name?
Dude,
Maurice is totally like
a fat dude's name.
Maybe a black dude's name. Maybe some sort of like ethnic character in a Muppets film.
But I could see him as
no. I could see him as like an only father of some nerdy girl that likes to read books in the library, but is kind of an inventor of himself.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see. He doesn't look like a Maurice. He totally looks like a Michael Caine. Like without fail, he totally does.
That was a Beauty and the Beast reference, by the way, for those who didn't catch it.
There you go, Disney fan. I hope you one person...
Stop trying to make our podcast more highbrow, sir. Can't you tell we're fucked?
Everybody's finishing their drinks except for Dave.
Dave, you gonna make one more for us to finish before the credits?
I can try. I can try. I mean, we don't have much OJ left, so it might just be peach schnapps and 99 bananas.
Just fill up the glasses with that.
No, make the proportions right. I don't mind drinking less. I still want to try one of your cinnamon toast crunch shots.
I'm a guest here, so I'm somewhat unaware. Is this the type of thing where we keep talking through the credits?
Yes, we try and finish our conversation.
Oh, great, yeah, we got to do this and drink this during the credits.
Even out of courtesy, he didn't listen to an episode.
Yeah, we have, like, final thoughts.
I intended to, but...
You didn't have to. You're not going to remember this anyway. Yeah, I never remember anything. I've never actually listened to a single episode. Occasionally, people I know will like slap me with highlights. I found out from my mother that I think it was episode 2 I talked about when I got raped in the Navy by a big
Ghost of Christmas Present.
No, by like this big girl that just like shoves and funnels like bottles of liquor down your throat. Yeah, it was fucking not fun.
And that girl grew up to be Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. Yeah. So, like, I don't listen to these. I hear highlights if I confess something super crazy, which has happened a lot. I went through depression here with Dave. I went through coming to terms with prior sex crimes against me. I talk about the crazy bitches that would send me, like, topless pics on the regular just through my line of work. Because they think that, like, I am, like, my, like, work kit. When I'm on stage, I'm, like, in whiteface, right?
Okay, yeah,
so they're like, oh, that's totally him. And don't realize that, no, I work out everything, all the excitement and shit that I got in life, I work that out in an hour on stage once a week. I'm a fucking square, bro. I'm totally a square. We used to do a segment about Carl's crazy bitches, about all the broads. They would just, like, not understand that.
So you don't ask them to send bobs?
No, I don't ask them to send a goddamn thing, and then that shit just happens. It's that has been the best thing that I've been in a relationship recently, and the girl that I'm with likes to, like, take pictures and mark her territory, because that shit stopped. I don't get I don't get, like, girls being super creepy. Like,
I also don't.
Oh god. You know, and I'm not gonna lie, like I hear girls talk about shit on the regular and I'm like, oh, I totally understand that. But no, the struggle is not the fucking same. I am a white male. It is not the same. It's gotta suck way worse for them. Because you don't look like get pussy in the mouth, like, when you're getting, like, pictures of it. Like, you do in person because you don't want, like, syphilis. But, like, when you're getting pictures of it, like, you don't even care.
You don't want syphilis?
Huh?
You don't want syphilis?
No, I don't want syphilis.
Boring. We found a square.
I heard that's, like...
You were right.
Bro, I heard that's, like, 3 shots in, like, a week of not fucking... Oh, no, I'm sorry. A week and a half.
Sounds like every week and a half of my life.
That sounds like Jonathan's evening tonight.
Yeah. Like Tuesday.
Three shots and no fucking for a week and a half.
Yep. And that's big gay date.
Yeah.
Look at that. I think we actually came to a natural conclusion right in time for the end of the movie.
Oh, we did. God.
Maybe the first time we've noticed this ending.
Oh, my God. There's not orange juice. You're right. Like, I really like the flavors, but that is alcohol.
Is that a porg? Beanie, yes. Toboggan thing.
That's my wife's costume for the Halloween Horror Nights Rap Party. She was a slutty porg.
That's cool.
Also, so we mentioned the small set.
Yeah.
I like to imagine, most things are filmed in a studio. I'd like to imagine this was filmed in a studio apartment.
Doug, did you see the live action Well, I say live action, and I use that term very loosely because there's like a kid that's live action and literally nothing else. But did you see the Jungle Book?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm a Disney nut. Okay, well, I'm a Disney critic. There are certain things about Disney I will admit when they're trash.
What got me into the theater was the fact that they shot that whole thing in like a warehouse in LA. That shit just it sounded interesting and then I went to go see it and you literally cannot tell. Like yes, I know the kid's real and I know the talking animals are fucking
brat,
CG. But like the plants and shit, you fucking can't tell, man.
No, they rocked. Apparently,
we've come a long way since 300.
Apparently, Lion King is like when at D23 when they released the opening sequence with Circle of Life, it blew people's minds where they were like, "What? This kind of technology exists."
Mm.
So, I'm excited to see what happens. Plus, the cast is great.
Like, are they going to film anything live action tonight? Is it going to be like the dinosaur movie where they had live action plates and just CG?
The fact that... Have either of you watched Dinosaur in the past 10 years?
No.
That movie I saw for the first time about 5 years ago, right about when I started working for Disney.
Aged horribly?
It's aged horribly, yes.
Oh, no.
Also, so I love the movie WALL-E because it does great storytelling without almost any dialogue for the first, like, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Dinosaur also has no dialogue for the first 30 minutes, and it does not utilize that to tell a story well. It just goes, huh, well, there's stuff happening on the screen, and there's no words. And then randomly they start talking.
I have no words.
Oh, God.
Anyway, let's summarize about Muppets Christmas Carol. Let's do it quick.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's do a quick
post-mortem. So we've got the one that gets raped by Michael Caine, the one that rapes Michael Caine, and the one that kills Michael Caine. That's my understanding of this. Yeah, that's the movie.
That's what the movie's about.
And then,
Michael Caine.
And then the tiny frog gets a turkey and then dies from all the various diseases he has in London.
He did say God blesses everyone at the end, right? That happened.
Pretty sure.
Okay.
They were probably his final words. But does anyone remember anything else Tiny Tim ever said?
Is that the Tim Miller that we know of for the creative supervisor?
Do we know a Tim Miller?
That's a really generic. Miller. It's a generic enough name that I don't know.
That does
if I
like
can...
all the shit, the comic books and the movies. And
I know what you mean. It's generic enough.
It's
that could be another one. Maybe. Frank Miller?
Frank Miller!
That is
no,
not...
That's, no, that's Miller not the creative not supervisor of the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Fucker,
if you're, I don't think Frank Miller has a second name that he goes by Tim Miller.
When he moonlights as a creative supervisor.
And he just goes by like a I don't want people to know that I was a creative supervisor on the Muppets Christmas
Carol. Call me Tim.
Do you want us to change your last name just so people... No! Miller's important.
That's enough. They'll never put two and two together.
But it's
until it's, Carl on the podcast.
It'd be super surprising, though. Like, when you find out Lawrence Fishburne was on Pee-wee.
What?
Is Larry Fishburne?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, he was the cowboy in the pastels and shit on the Pee-wee Herman show. What? You guys have not seen that? Mm-hmm. Dog, we are watching that shit on YouTube when this is done. It's like 2 minutes, and it is the craziest
shit.
Yeah,
deal with
the
podcast. You're not going to watch it, but we will.
Yeah, you guys
because
should.
Because you're not Muppets fans. Fuck you.
Yeah, but it was great.
Flip over to YouTube for the extra time episode.
I enjoyed the fuck out of it, you guys. Even though I didn't get to listen to any of the songs. Thanks, Dave.
I'm sorry.
If we could next time, if we could pump the audio into our headphones and say fuck the conversation, that'd be cool too.
We'll just record like 90 minutes of us listening to a soundtrack. That'll
when
be
are we
going to
do a podcast of a movie in a movie theater? You know we could. We could sneak it in your purse.
It's a man bag, okay?
It's well, got rhinestones on it.
Maybe next season.
Oh, that so. Little star that goes from Kermit to Jim Henson. Is it the bless. Feelings?
Yeah, all the feelings.
Feels. Well, thank you for having me, Dave.
Yeah, this is a good episode.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me join in.
Absolutely,
I'd done
sir.
I'd done a radio show, but I'd never done a podcast. I greatly enjoyed this.
Happy you to pop your great. Cherry, sir. Thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. Until next time, next year, we will see you. My name is Dave Mosley.
My name is Carl Skeens.
My name is Jonathan Hurd, and hopefully Michael Caine's alive when you hear me next.
Godspeed, sir. Thank you, and good night.